Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Have you ever dreamed of living on an island off Ireland? Well, you could get an €84,000 grant to do so, because that's exactly what's on offer if you renovate a vacant or derelict property on some of the country's offshore islands. Jude Gilbert is with me today. Jude, you moved to Cape Clear some years ago. Why?
Hello, Andrea.
How are you?
Not too bad. Yeah, we did. We were living in inner city Liverpool, and we had four small kids. And it just, with all the challenges that inner city brings, we didn't want that for our children. So we wanted to try and find something else. So we were kind of looking for jobs at home in Ireland, and we were getting an Irish paper. And we just happened to see an article in that paper about the community of Cape Clear. Eel and Clara wants to welcome new families to the islands. They were hoping to try and save the second teacher in the school, because the numbers were dropping in the school. So we just saw it as an opportunity and thought, well, look, we'll give it a go. So we went over and visited the community and in the July and early August. And then we had moved lock, stock and barrel by the October.
Wow. Have you ever looked back?
Yeah. No, no, not at all. I mean, I did have some concerns when I first moved. I mean, my husband thought it was the bee's knees. You know, I did too. A lovely community. We met lovely people, and that I kind of wondered about the challenges that that stretch of water would bring, because it certainly does increase the challenges for us as islanders. Mm. Anyway,
well, what's the proximity? I know you're off the southwest coast of Cork, but how far out are you offshore?
I probably know somebody will give out to me. I'll be wrong, but 9 nautical miles at sea. So it's like a 45-minute journey on the boat.
Yeah, journey. Okay. So yeah, and you're you know, inclement weather conditions, I suppose, poses, you know, difficulties making it back to mainland, I'm sure, from time to time.
It does. But look, I don't think about that. I only think about it when I land in Baltimore and I'm going home and I think, why did I come out today? But, you know, you can't let the sea stop you either. If the boat goes, you know, you might as well be honest. Just have to watch the weather as well. Be mindful of it. You know, that's one of the things I learned living here is, you know, when the weather's coming and, you know, when you need to leave a little earlier, plan in advance. You know, it's just one of those things that goes with island life.
How many inhabitants in Cape Clear?
Well, according to the census, there's about 111, but I think it's like the mid-90s on a winter's night. You know, it's in the mid-90s, yeah. So, yeah. So we all know one another.
Yeah.
Yeah. Community living, there's nothing like it.
Sell it to me. What's...
Oh, my God.
Do you know what's funny? I should say from the offset, right? I'm embarrassed to say, and I'm from Donegal, I've the only island... that I've ever visited off mainland Ireland is Aranmore. Actually a work trip that I was able to do at work. I remember going over with the Defence Forces pre-election to, we were going out to report on the collection of the ballot boxes. It's the only time I've ever visited one of our islands. It's just desperate. It's a terrible thing. I'm embarrassed actually to say that. I should make it my business.
You know, sometimes you don't see what's on your doorstep either. You know, we all are looking outwards and want to go foreign. But I mean, Ireland and our islands and areas in Ireland have an awful lot to offer that we just don't see or recognise sometimes. But like, I got the ferry out today. I have a meeting today in Baltimore. So I got the ferry out, and then the sea is just crystal blue, you know, and so is the sky. And we had whales on our way out, and the ferry took a detour to, you know, so everybody could see the whales.
Amazing.
And spray coming out. I don't even know what the area, you know, that when they spray up like that, like it was absolutely magical. You know, you wouldn't get that anywhere else, you know. But like, it is community living, you know, and it is very much about knowing people and being part of the community and participating. And
there's a dependence on others, is there?
Yeah, and there's self-reliance and dependence on one another, you know. And we're all kind of, you know, they're very creative places as well, you know, lots of innovation, and, you know, people just look out for one another. That's what it is. Mm. You know, that's just living in a very small, close-knit community.
You mentioned you moved to Cape Clear from Liverpool, but are you and your husband both originally from here?
We're from Ireland, yeah. But my husband's from Cavan, and I'm a Dub, born and bred.
Yeah,
so you
had anyone in the family ever tried island life before?
No, they all think I'm crazy. But
yeah, that crazy family member offshore. Yeah. Do they visit?
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they do. They do. They come down often. Yeah. My mum comes for a month. I have my niece at the moment who's down working on the island. My sisters come and my brother. And yeah, so they do an extended family as well.
Is it a big tourist destination, typically?
It is, yeah, typically it is. There's a lot of people that have a big draw for Cape, you know, and would visit regularly. We have visitors that come back, people who come back that are kind of, you know, they're friends, they're part of the family, they've been coming back for 30 years, you know, so it's, and especially Easter is a beautiful time for that, actually. Mm. And but people do come back and they do like it. And, you know, maybe some people have memories of Irish College there when they were young and they come back and they send their children there again. So to the Irish College, it's absolutely brilliant. It's no better life, actually. I wouldn't swap it out now. I love what a city has to offer, but I wouldn't swap Cape now for love nor money.
Stay with me. Jerry's with me from Aaron Moore. Would you recommend Island Life?
Absolutely, Andrea. 100%. Yeah, and I was listening to you there. You've only been in Aramore once.
I know, it's desperate, isn't it?
It's a shame on you. Yeah.
I know, I shouldn't be saying that to another Donegal man, but yeah, I have to put it high up in my priority list to revisit. Aaron Moore is beautiful though, Jerry.
Yeah, it's beautiful at all times, but particularly in this, you know, it's got different beauties, you know. It can be really beautiful on a bad day as well, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But, like everywhere else in the country these days, it's just gorgeous today. Yeah, beautiful.
What is it that, like, what's your selling point for anybody maybe considering just in a totally different, you know, change of pace with life?
There's a real, I suppose, Andrea, there's a real community feel to all islands, you know, as your previous caller was saying. There's a real, you know, it's all for one and one for all sort of thing. And there's you know, it's a different pace of life, obviously. You know, we look out for each other. And we all muck on, you know, when needed, and particularly in bad times as well. You know, it's a really good space to be in. I honestly couldn't just, you know, as an islander born and bred, well, actually born in America, but moved back home at a very young age, reared on the island to island parents. To me, it's just, and I mean this, it's just the greatest place in the world for me and for my family to grow up and. There's a real, you know, everybody, it takes a village to rear a child. But I think it's just that little bit more meaningful, I think, when you're on an island, because it's, everybody knows everybody, you know, going back forever and ever, you know, and it's just a real good feel. I think that for anybody that's thinking of moving to an island, I honestly don't think you'll regret it.
The Living Islands, this government scheme to try and ensure a level of sustainability that I mentioned, and the €84,000 grant aid for derelict or vacant properties. What's house prices property like on the islands, Jerry? How costly is it?
It's actually, you know, quite affordable, to be quite honest. But the problem we have, Andrea, is planning sometimes can be a huge issue. I don't think the authorities put enough credence on places like, you know, particularly the islands, because it is, you know, it's very niche, and people that particularly young people from the island have had problems getting planning in the last number of years. You know, people that are planning on moving home, which is vital to any island, is young people. So I think there's some sort of, you know, there's obstacles there in front of younger people that I don't think is needed. But apart from the planning, you know, I know that scheme there's been a fair uptake on it. But again, it's laden with red tape. You know, you have to tick every box, you know, to specification what they're looking for. And okay. I think there needs to be a bit of flexibility in that as well, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Jude, I want to ask you, for anybody who, you know, just might be totally attracted by listening to yourself and Jerry here in Lunchtime Live this afternoon, if you're in the teaching profession, am I right in thinking there's an urgent appeal for a principal teacher? Is that right in Cape Clear?
Well, that's the application process is closed, but there might be other. I'd suggest that people kind of keep an eye out on educationpost.ie. I'm actually Cathaoir Luck of the school, and it's all very confidential, so I can't really talk about it.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, just to keep an eye out on educationpost.ie.
There's also a tourism manager's job too, isn't there?
There is a tourism. Yes, three years.
There's a job.
Of, Yeah, it is. It's a fantastic job. It's with the new Fastnet experience on Éireann Cléire there. And I would urge people to keep an eye out for that. The other thing is that the Corcum in Cape Clear have an appeal out for, or a campaign going to attract people to live on Cape Clear Island. And there is a hashtag #MakeMyCapeMyHome. If anybody's interested in it at all or looking at it, because they have two houses that they have supported through the Creconia grant to enable people to come and try island life. Yeah, and I'd agree with a lot of what Jerry said, everything actually what Jerry said, apart from the cost, the prices of houses down here are priced out of people's, you know, brackets.
There's no cars in Cape Clear, sure there's not. It's passenger ferry only, isn't it?
Well, it's a passenger ferry, yeah. There is a Ro-Ro that brings vehicles and goods on during the year, you know, if you need that. There are cars on Cape, but yeah, there's no, they don't take cars on the ferry.
Yeah. Jerry, do you travel to many of the other islands?
I do, yeah. I've been to most of them, Andrea. And again, you know, there's great cooperation between the islands, as Jude was saying. You know, I suppose we're all hitting with the one stick, you know. So we all know the challenges, and together, you know, there's at least two organisations that look out specifically for the islands. So yeah, we do work together closely on all aspects, medical, education, everything. You know, we do work closely together, which is great. You know?
Yeah, well, I'm going to make it my business now to look into this, and hopefully before the end of the summer to try and maybe visit Cape Clear for the first time, and maybe make a return visit to my own Aaron Moore, Donegal. Jerry from Aaron Moore, and also as well Jude Gilberth from Cape Clear, or in Cape Clear, I should say, off West Cork. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. If you want to listen back to our chats, conversations, podcasts, all up on the News Talk and the Go Loud app. Subscribe there to Lunchtime Live, or drop us an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.